This is Lorraine Gilbert, President, WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise moment. Today's topic is HSA versus FSA, is one right for you? As health insurance open enrollment approaches, many people are interested in funding pre-tax contributions to pay for healthcare expenses during the year. Usually when looking at the options, there are two main choices, an HSA account or an FSA account. We will compare and contrast these two options. An HSA is a health savings account that must be coupled with a high deductible health insurance policy. The advantage of an HSA is that you can accumulate money year over year in your account if you don't have healthcare expenses. The high deductible health insurance coverage is there if you do need it, but it's designed for a person who is healthy and doesn't anticipate needing much health insurance coverage. In 2020, the maximum HSA amount you can fund is $3,550 if you are single and $7,100 for family coverage. Also, if you're 55 years old or older, you can contribute an additional $1,000. This amount is funded by opening an HSA account, and it's funded with pre-tax dollars by taking a tax deduction on your tax return. However, the high deductible health insurance policy may have a deductible that's higher than what you can contribute into your HSA. Therefore, if you have a need for medical care, you may need to pay out of pocket in addition to the contributions you have made into the HSA. You can use your HSA funds to pay for your out-of-pocket healthcare expenses when going to the doctor, your long-term care insurance premiums, and even the fee for a concierge doctor. The money in your HSA account can earn interest and can even be invested. In addition, once you're on Medicare, your HSA account can even fund your Medicare premiums. And when you retire, if you want, you can roll your HSA account into your IRA account. Now let's look at an FSA account or flexible savings account. With an FSA, you must decide before the beginning of the year how much you want to contribute into your FSA. The maximum for 2020 is $2,750. You pay for this amount through payroll deduction on a pre-tax basis throughout the year. However, you have access to the full amount that you signed up for on the first day of the new year. So in January, if you need prescription eyeglasses and they cost $300, but you've only contributed $100 into your FSA, you're still eligible to get the full $300 from your employer. However, there are strict rules on what expenses are covered with your FSA. Concierge fees for a doctor are not an eligible FSA expense. You can go to fsastore.com to see a list of approved FSA purchases. FSAs have historically been a use-it-or-lose-it account. However, if your employer allows it, you can now roll over up to $500 per year to the next year. When using an FSA account, it's important to calculate how much you'll need for supplemental medical expenses before deciding how much to contribute. Another important note for business owners. As a business owner, you can contribute to an HSA account, but the only way to contribute to an FSA account is if you are a C corporation. Any other structures, such as an S corp, disallows owners to contribute to an FSA. In conclusion, HSA and FSA accounts can be a good way to fund medical expenses on a pre-tax basis. However, it takes analysis and planning to determine which account will be best for your situation. This is Lorraine Gilbert. For more information, WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.